just briefly. Ignacio actually dropped us an email from Spain. He says, "Hi, I've read that high-level clouds are primarily composed of ice crystals, and mid-level clouds primarily water droplets. The question is, how are the ice crystals and the water droplets actually held up in the clouds at a constant height? If ice and water is actually denser than air, why does it not fall down?"
Well, that's it, because the droplets in clouds are incredibly small things, diameters of around about 20 micrometres, 0.02 millimetres, so really very small things. So it only takes a very small updraft to keep those cloud droplets suspended in the atmosphere.
And so when does the cloud, how does the cloud decide to drop the rain? Just you need a reduction in that updraft?
Exactly, the reduction in the updraft, but also those cloud droplets need to get a lot bigger. A rain droplet, for example, is at a diameter of around about 2 millimetres, so that's around about a million cloud droplets. So you need to have those droplets to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and so it's caused by the collision and coalition of those cloud droplets together. And once they get big enough to overcome that updraft, that's when they start to fall down.
Bit of an unfair question, John, but we've weighed a tree in the last 10 minutes. How much does a rain cloud weigh? A big one?
Ooh, that is a very good question. I don't know, but if you think about the water bottles that you use to fill up in the drinking containers in the office here, and how heavy that is, and think about the amount of moisture in a cloud, that'd be a good question.
Must be something like 50,000 tonnes or something.
It would be very heavy.
Yeah.
I think so.